country is ahead of the best case scenario outlined 4 weeks ago for cases of COVID-19, and this situation bodes well for the easing of restrictions. Yesterday, NPHET reported one further death and 269 new cases. That's the lowest number of cases reported in one day since the middle of December. Vaccination continues, and a decision is expected shortly on spacing out the time period between first and second doses of Pfizer and Moderna. For more, I'm joined by the Irish Times health correspondent Paul Cullen. And Paul, it is good to start the week on an optimistic tone. Will you talk us through some of these indicators that have certainly lent a more positive tone to NPHET briefings and to political commentary?
Absolutely. If you recall, we were unable to end our lockdown because cases earlier in the spring appeared to be either rising or at the very best to be level. And that pattern continued for a while. But over the last several weeks, we've started seeing a modest improvement, not a deal clincher by any means, but certainly there are a lot of indicators that are improving and have been improving for some weeks. So, for example, we've had 2 weeks without any nursing home outbreaks. And you have to go back to the last summer for that to have occurred before. And similarly, if you look at the number of cases among healthcare workers or the number of cases among over 80s, you have to go back to July or August last year for similar levels. Of course, they're the groups that have been most inoculated. In terms of the number of people in hospitals, you go back to October 2020, they're down to those levels. And ICU levels are the lowest since they've been since New Year's Day. And as you mentioned, although it's only one day figure yesterday, that was a very low figure as well. But just to put that in perspective, the number of cases reported yesterday is still above the lower range of 200. If you remember, we were talking about 200 to 400 cases, trying to get that down before we could consider lifting the lockdown about 2 months ago. And that 269 yesterday is still not below the lower end of that level.
And Dr. Ronan Glynn was keen to point out it is not all down to vaccination, and he wanted, I think, to pay tribute to people for adhering to the guidance and sticking to the rules of pandemic, if you like. But nonetheless, vaccination is it, let me put it that way, a significant game changer?
It is a matter of interpretation, and I noticed that Ronan Glynn said that it was down to people adhering to the public health rules, and that is true, that there has been a kind of remarkable adherence to a lot of the rules in terms of contact in particular and distance. The average number of contacts that people have, for example, has remained remarkably constant over several months, despite the evident frustration that people have with the continuation of the lockdown. But given that that's constant, and even so, the numbers appear to be increasing slightly some while ago, you do have to look and see if there's some other answer as to why things are improving. Now, we are going to the spring and there's a lot of outdoor activity at the moment. But the other factor is that more and more people are being vaccinated. And you'll also notice that the biggest improvements, of course, are among those groups who have been most heavily vaccinated, such as healthcare workers and nursing home residents.
And I think we got a figure of 140,000 vaccinations last week, but they're going to have to significantly up those numbers to hit the targets that have been set for June of this year, aren't they?
Yeah, so even for this month, we were talking by the end of the month of reaching 250,000 a week. And then you've got to add more to that to make up for the failure to reach that kind of level or anywhere near that kind of level so far. As we well know, there have been huge ups and downs in the programme last week, not all of them negative. The dust will clear and hopefully there'll be a period of a bit more certainty. We'll probably see a decision about Johnson & Johnson on a European term later this week, or possibly as early as later this week, which may allow for the partial use of that vaccine. So we will see a vaccine program that will accelerate, but it will have to accelerate very fast from next month in order to make up the ground that's been lost up to now.
But do we also anticipate a decision sometime this week on the spacing out of the interval between the first and second dose of the Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna vaccines?
Yeah, so one of the ways to reach more people more quickly and to give them some level of protection, majority protection, in fact, for all the vaccines, is to give do what the has been done in the UK, and is to give more people one dose. Now, that will extend the length of the program, so it will be longer for many people to be fully vaccinated. In fact, it'll be after the summer for many of them, which is a drawback. And does leave them open to some level of exposure to the virus. But in a context where the level of virus is falling, I think that's probably, I think most experts would think it's the right thing to do. So a decision is expected, and that could be as much as extending it up to 8 or 12 weeks from the current level of 4 weeks for most of the vaccines. So that by some estimates, that would gain us about a month in terms of vaccinating the bulk of the population.
There were worries, Paul, that there could be some negative reaction on the rollout of the AstraZeneca, but the portal, which opened middle of last week for the 69 working downward to 65, it appears to have a very good uptake.
It does, but I'm not sure you can tell too much from that. Just because a department store opens its doors for a big sale and there's a queue outside the door, it doesn't tell you how many people are eventually going to go through that door. So there are a number of steps beyond registration. People actually have to turn up, and that's the only thing that really counts in this process, is the number of people who receive a jab in their arms in the fastest possible time.
And that rollout starts, when will the jabs start being delivered to that group in that cohort?
Well, that's going to start very soon, almost immediately. But it is only one cohort of 60 to 69s, unless that advice is varied. And as I say, it is possible that we may be able to use Johnson & Johnson, depending on a number of decisions on a European level, again, within the coming weeks as well.
Could you see Johnson & Johnson, this controversy over the weekend around whether we might see changes in the rollout by age to deliver vaccines to a much younger age group, could we see Johnson & Johnson used, if it gets the go-ahead this week or next week, used to deliver early vaccines to a younger age group?
Well, I think the negative response to the Minister for Health's proposal was so emphatic that it's unlikely that the government are going to explore varying the criteria any further. Certainly, although there was some merit in looking at vaccinating the people who are most exposed to the virus, there was a uniformly negative reaction to what Stephen Donnelly said. Okay. And I think the feeling was that I think leave well enough alone, get on with the age cohorts and get as many people done as possible and focus on that success if it arrives.
Paul Cullen of the Irish Times, thank you very much.